Welcome to WDCE and the Cool Jazz Set. We are broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming on the web at WDCE.org. This is singer Chloe Brisson, and you are listening to one of the premier jazz programs on the East Coast. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you will enjoy the music. And now, here is your fantastic host, Paul Pierce.
Thanks, Chloe. Chloe Brisson, a featured artist tonight. She's young and talented and has a wonderful future in front of her. And I first heard her when she was not quite 17, and she recorded her first album, and you'll hear that tonight. And you won't believe your ears. Almost 17 with a voice like that. Well, thanks, my friends, for tuning in. I think you'll enjoy the show. And we'll get started right now with Miss Chloe Brisson from her very first recording entitled Blaming on My Youth. And this is Day by Day, I'm Falling More in Love with You.
Day my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. And I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know to stay. As we go through the years, day by day, thank you.
Chloe Brisson, our featured artist tonight. What a voice. And she was not quite 17 when she recorded this album. And check her website here too, Chloe Brisson, ChloeBrisson, ChloeBrisson.com. What a great group back in the two. The Bill Mays Trio, Bill on piano, and Martin Wynn on bass. Nice solo there, Martin. And Matt Wilson on drums. Marvin Stamm on trumpet. And let's see. Also, Fred Hess, and he was the one that did the arrangements as well as playing saxophone. Nice album. Okay, here's another nice recording. This is Steve Heckman with his quartet, and an album entitled Born to be Blue, and this is Alone Together, the Steve Heckman Group.
Thank you.
Steve on tenor saxophone, and a nice bunch of musicians with him. Howard Alden on guitar, Matt Clark on piano, Marcus Shelby on bass, and Akira Tana on drums. The Steve Heckman Quintet. Up next, one of my very favorite guitar players, the late, great Barney Kessel. So nice to have known him. He sent me some recordings, and this is one I like very much, done back in 1987. Because he's backed by a wonderful trio, Monty Alexander on piano, John Clayton on bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums. And this is the tune Barney Kessel wrote called Moonlight Walk.
Thank you.
What'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do? What'll I do when I am wondering who is kissing you? What'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell when I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true? What'll I do? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do? What'll I do? What'll I do?
Vocalist and pianist Miss Christine Hitt on the Max Jazz label from her album You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. What'll I Do When You Are Far Away? Miss Christine Hitt. Here's a legendary tenor saxophonist Joe Henderson from an album he dedicated to Miles Davis entitled So Near So Far, and this is a great tune, Milestones, Mr. Joe Henderson.
Thank you.
Saxophonist Joe Henderson, Milestones. Up next, a featured artist, another cut from her first album, Miss Chloe Brisson, and the album is titled, by the way, Blaming on My Youth, and this is a nice recording, a nice arrangement of I Fall in Love Too Easily, Miss Chloe Brisson.
I fall in love 'cause I've been fooled. In the past, and still I fall in love to
Miss Chloe Brisson from her first album when she was not quite 17. And we'll hear more of her later. She's our featured artist tonight. Up next, one of Virginia's own stars, Mr. Justin Coughlin, who we are crazy about here. We see him maybe once a year at the Jazz Society, and we hope to have him back pretty soon. He's very popular and travels and tours with a bunch of artists. But this is his album entitled Coming Home, and this is a tune he wrote called Country Fried, Mr. Justin Coughlin. the Stan Kenton Orchestra from 1955 on the Capitol record label, and that was Stairway to the Stars featuring saxophonist Gabe Baltazar, the great Stan Kenton Orchestra. Here's a nice recording. This is Nat King Cole from an album that they released not long ago. It was done early. It's called After Midnight, the Complete Session. And this is Nat King Cole and his trios, and he's performing It's Only a Paper Moon.
It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. It is only a canvas sky sailing over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's the Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me.
Nat King Cole, his trio, and some nice folks backing him up on that, too. That was John Collins on guitar. And let's see, that the little trumpet work on that was Harry Sweets Addison. It's Only a Paper Moon. Here's a nice recording done back in 1982, the John Lewis Group. And it features a wonderful violinist from Richmond, the late, great Joe Kennedy, who was a good friend. And I think you'll enjoy this. This is a tune written by John Lewis, the pianist. And it's called Winter Tale.
Thank you.
A nice recording and a wonderful violin work by the late, great Joe Kennedy, right here from Richmond. Okay, we'll finish up this first set. We have one more set to go after this. This is Andy Ezrin, E-Z-R-I-N. Andy Ezrin from his album, What Speaks to Me. He's got a nice trio here. David Fink is his bassist, and my longtime friend from Richmond, who's been in New York for a good while now, Joey Barron on drums. And this is Masquinada.